Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we sit down to chant, we often also sit down to take shelter, and often we find out that although we wish to concentrate, our mind is so wild and uncontrolled that it just does not cooperate. If you sit down to chant and you have this expectation that this will now be your best time, or that this has to be such and such, you set yourself up for frustration. It is much better to practice humility, especially in the face of having to deal with a mind which just cannot focus. Just address the Lord, or just bring yourself to that place where you feel, I can't control my mind on my own, and place yourself under Krishna's care. Haridas Thakur in Harinam Chintamani gives us a wonderful prayer. He says, O Lord, please give your mercy so that inattention would not be an obstacle for me, and my heart may always taste the nectar of your holy name. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes a very, very good, poignant point. He says, on one's own effort and with one's own intelligence, one cannot engage in devotional service to the Lord. He has no power in this way to attain the true results brought by devotional service. What are these true results? It's taste. You can't command your mind. Now you should have taste, but you can enter the mood of humility. You can surrender. You can be real and pray, please give me your mercy. And at that time, Krishna miraculously responds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.